everyone to episode 104 of High Tech on the Low. Katya, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. We are here with Katya Shochoina. Shochina.
Shochina.
Shochina. See, I got it right. I would get it eventually. No. The co-founder and CMO of Winest and a whole startup founded around wine. So you know this is going to be a great episode. And as always, we are sponsored by Front Team and JB Upscale with their 3,000 members and a marketing agency all dedicated to you. And as always, if you like and hear what you're listening to today, please give us a subscribe, a follow, whatever you can, wherever you can, and we'll appreciate it. So, Katya, tell us a little bit about yourself and about Winest and what this new startup is and what you guys are doing in the world of wine to make it so unique and innovative.
Okay. So, let's start like introducing myself. My name is Katya, and I'm alcoholic, but not wine lover. It's like my base.
Yes, so alcoholic, but not wine lover. Wine, so what got you lover. Into wine then?
Wine. I'm wine lover.
Oh, you are
and,
a wine
and alcohol. Okay. No, okay. Yeah. It's kind of, you know, healthy way to be an alcoholic.
Sure. So, yeah. Right. You get it's more of a juice, right? It's not really.
Yeah, it's there you juice, go. Exactly. You know, and when it's natural, it's more than that. So basically, yeah, originally I was so into wine like from the beginning, and like career wise I'm in marketing for almost 14 years.
Oh wow. Okay.
I'm 41. I started when I was 17 at university, so it's like a long way. All the activities, like from the social media to like I don't know kind of production things. And then I became a strategist in an agency. Sure. In Moscow. And I used to work with big brands like Adidas, Farfetch, okay. Matt Hennessy, and all the concern like Louis Vuitton, Matt Hennessy. And that was the time when I understood that I want work exclusively with brands that made an impact. That influence. I mean, it's a big structure.
Right.
It's big companies.
Sure.
With a lot of people, with a lot of presidents, vice presidents, and everything.
A lot of red tape, you could say. A lot of bureaucracy.
Yeah, a lot of bureaucracy. Uh-huh.
So then, wait, what was the switch in your mind then that said, "Hey, I gotta go out on my own and do my own thing"?
Desire, and this ability to put this desire like in other people.
Sure, and it inspired you kind of.
It inspired me as hell.
Uh-huh.
And then occasionally, like 2 years ago, it was, he came to me and invited me to this project.
Okay, what project was it?
Winest.
Winest?
This one.
So he just said, yeah. Come to my wine project?
Yeah, yeah. There was no name.
Uh-huh.
Like at the stage, it was an idea.
Uh-huh.
Like 2 years ago, it was pandemic. So he was sitting here like in Israel, in Tel Aviv, in this beautiful hotel for free.
Uh-huh.
The government paid for it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a beautiful sea view, and he want to order some wine.
Uh-huh.
And to speak with friends by Zoom and something, and to enjoy this view, and realize that he cannot order wine.
No. So you guys saw an opportunity here when you came to, yeah, Israel, and you basically were like, we got to now go and advertise alcohol.
Advertise alcohol and deliver alcohol, and moreover, like we can work with wine, what we love.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go deeper and to start a venture which will not just selling wine like retail or e-commerce stuff, but also make some extra. And that's how we came to this digital sommelier thing.
Okay.
Which is basically like one of the feature of our service, but it's this one is the perfect feature to the people who want to drink wine.
So wait, let's first ask, yeah, what is Winest? Because I don't even know what it is
right
now. You haven't even explained it to me. I'm still lost here. I said, okay, I get it. You showed up, you started advertising alcohol. To,
yeah,
me, that sounds just like you guys showed up and just started dealing on the streets. So what did, so what was the, what is so Winest?
Nice.
What is this, yeah, idea that you came up with? And who's your co-founder?
I have two co-founders.
Okay.
Founder is Igor Podstreshny, or Igor Podster, how, okay, we call it here in Israel.
Sure.
And other one is Peter Rapchevsky.
Okay.
He is in charge of operations,
sure,
in our team. And Igor, he is an entrepreneur with like a lot of experience in Russia.
Sure.
He had this 20 something restaurants chain,
uh-huh.
and also one in Barcelona.
Uh-huh.
And Peter is his all this time's partner in all this restaurant ventures.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. So yes, these are my partners in Winest.
Sure.
And Winest is basically it's a wine digital wine service.
Okay. What does that mean?
It means like wine is this physical, you know, like a thing that you need to go to a store and to buy and to talk with like with sommelier or this salesman,
yeah, yeah.
Or something. It's always about like physical presence, and wine is growing, like everything, like a process of making wines is physical, selling wines like commonly it's physical, and you know this communication, how to get the most perfect bottle for your occasion or for your taste, it's also physical.
So
thing.
You're telling me there's no wine stuff online?
And it used to be like
it used
that.
To be, okay.
It used to be like that, but of course, like recently, last 10 years, a lot of projects in this field came up. Like you know, everyone knows Vivino, this wine library project in U.S.
Okay.
Wink, which is mass market wine service in States,
sure.
Which also made. Things that we do,
okay,
but it's another like not niche, it's more sure. Like mass product, yeah. So a lot of things started to arrive in digital, and our project is one of them. What makes us different from
sure
all
what is it, yeah,
it's a combination. First and like the main thing, it's personal approach,
okay,
like our goal, like our ambition, is to make people happier with their choices.
Okay.
Like wine choices could be tricky because like when you try to choose it for yourself or you try to choose it for your, like, I don't know, mother or your friends or your friend or your partner
or for your office or a wedding or
yeah,
whatever. Yeah,
occasion,
sure.
Occasion, like amount of occasions is just crazy.
I'm sure.
And
so wait, how do you guys personalize it then? Because is it like AI, you know, that crazy AI revolution that we're in today? Or is it something like with a questionnaire? Or do you guys talk to the person? How do you figure it out?
We're starting with a questionnaire.
Okay.
We're starting to collect this data from our clients.
Okay.
We're asking several questions, like 20 questions.
So it's 20 questions of wine. Okay, I love that.
Yes.
Okay. And what are some questions that you guys ask? Like, you know, like what's your flavor profile or what is it like?
Yeah, it's about basic things like what defines the wine. For example, like basic thing, it's color, it's acidity, mm-hmm. which is a level of this, you know, like acid taste.
Right, in your mouth, sure.
In your mouth, yes. It's tannins, which is like astringency, like a persimmon thing, you
okay.
know, like this feeling.
Sure.
Sweetness.
Nothing to really explain there.
And yeah, flavors. So you just choose what you like more, like in taste. We make these parallels, like analogies with just products which everybody knows.
Sure.
And then you get your taste profile, which is like, okay, your level of tannins is very high,
uh-huh.
so you are this hardcore. Like a person, you
okay.
want it to be like real deal, this wine, or you have this super high acidity and you want your wine to be crispy, like mineral, and you
like
know,
more
with
of a
this
juicy, orangey, citrusy kind of taste.
Or
uh-huh.
you have this more funkiest taste,
uh-huh.
like, yeah, it's natural wines.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then we get you a personalized collection of wines with rate scores, from 100% match,
sure.
And less. And as a business, we're so sure in this thing, so we are going to guarantee 100% satisfaction. So if the wine you get from this personalized collection you don't like,
okay.
you just let us know. Like, we have this customer care service.
Wait, do you send it every month? Or?
And we'll
Do you send it every month?
No. It's more like a retail thing, not a subscription.
So basically, like, I log on to your platform, yes. I answer the questions, then you give me the selection, basically. Yeah. I order, and if I don't like it, then I can send it back?
You cannot send it back because it's opened. It's just have no reason, but you can let us know that you don't like it and tell us a little bit more. Of course, we ask some questions,
sure,
because we need to improve it. But then we'll get money back on your account at Wynas, so you can choose another bottle and try what you would more likely like. Yeah.
And are people today, right now, like when you go to a wine store, do they do something like this? Like, do they ask you really what you like, or is it more just like you kind of ask, like, what do you like, red or white type of idea? Like, how does it work today that's so different?
Like, in the real world, it works like people, yeah, you come to a store and you see this salesman or sommelier or cavista, you would say, and you ask, like, he'll ask you, how can I help you? And then he'll ask you some questions. If it's a good one, he'll ask all the questions like we do in our questionnaire, and we'll get you the best one that will match your preferences.
Sure.
If he's not, like, so professional, like, you know, salesman doesn't, it's even, they haven't been,
uh-huh.
like, you know, like, this professional.
Sure.
So they'll ask you, do you like reds or, like, do you like sweet wines? So, this is like this cat in the box, I don't know.
Well, it's kind of like, then they just, probably recommend what they like, probably, more
and
or less.
And this, yeah. And also there is a thing with, like, contracts with suppliers, it's also kind of thing.
So it's kind of almost like doctors and pharmaceuticals, it's,
yes,
like wine and wine companies.
Big chains, uh-huh. Big chance they do this. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the thing. And we, like, okay, we don't give you this, like, physical touch. You cannot speak directly with a person.
Sure.
But our algorithm, it works like good enough for you to get the best wine in terms of, like, your occasional situation. You're at Wynas,
uh-huh.
and you need some wine for you. So you will get this.
And how do you
if not, we'll get your money back.
How do you catalog the wines?
I didn't tell you about our sommelier.
Yeah.
Who is, like, the most professional and, you know, kind person ever. That's a good thing when you're making, like, your own company. You can,
uh-huh.
work with the people you love.
Exactly. You don't have to work with people who are just there. Right.
Yeah, yeah. So I have to admit, I love our sommelier. It's, his name is Tazo Tamzishvili.
Okay.
He's from Georgia.
Okay.
The country.
sorry. Yeah, not the U.S.
yeah, I saw a lot of TikToks, like, from Georgia, and that's a thing. You know, like, Georgia,
sure.
is a country.
Sure.
Yeah, so he's one of the top 10 best sommelier by Gomio. And we, like, very lucky that he joined us a year ago.
Okay.
And he made this wine list, and he decided what categories we want to cover.
Sure.
He just put his taste profiles. He's like, it's like mathematically.
Sure, but it's like based off of his experience. But then, like, a lot of your catalog is based off of this one sommelier. Like, he basically says what's good and then puts it. What happens if he goes tomorrow? What happens? Do you have another way of cataloging, or?
If he goes where?
Away.
Nope. I cannot believe it. Okay.
Well, let's say he does. Let's say he does. What happens?
Let's say he does. Now we have this everything documented, like all these approaches. We are a company,
uh-huh.
so we're collecting all of this, and it's not only based on a person. You
okay.
know, like, it cannot be based. That is our approach as a company, like,
sure.
the business. So we'll find another way to collect it.
Sure.
But, yeah, and... It's important to understand that we just started, and we already collecting a data about, like, what people like, what people want,
sure.
and we are very well integrated in trying to be very well integrated in local wine business.
Sure.
So, you know, like, we'll find a way to propose the most finest wines.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know, in each category.
How have you guys gotten so far, like, into the wine industry here? Has it been through connections? Did you guys have investors, or?
We do have investors, yes.
Okay.
We raised a pre-seed round.
Okay.
And But and in terms of connections and in terms of integration, that's the thing. Like we are newcomers.
Right.
Like me, even not Israeli citizen. You know, like
sure.
I'm here with my working visa. So for us, it's crucial, like to make this networking, like this connection. So we're trying like everything, and we do everything. We're contacting every winery here. We wow. are going to
sounds
every
hard.
supplier. Yeah, it is actually.
Like, do you go to the different wineries and like taste the wines, talk
yes.
to them, tell them yes. about what you're doing?
Yes.
Wow. How many
yes.
people? Like, how much do you go in a week? Let's say to like different wineries.
To different wineries, like 2 or 3 in a week.
Wow.
And also we made these meetings like in the city. So yeah.
Wow. So there's a lot of work behind like the whole like setup to actually. Get
yeah.
the wines on the site.
Yes, it is.
Now, where are you guys trying to go? Because it's like right now you just started in Israel, right? You have this
yeah.
pre-seed round. What's
yeah.
the goal in the future? Is it to like kind of rely on the questionnaire? Is it to stay in Israel? What is it to be?
We have this ambition, like this big goal and dream of us to become a unicorn in 5 years.
Okay.
So it means $1 billion valuation, yes, and to be sold to a big strategic partner. That's kind of like clear and understandable goal that we have.
Uh-huh.
And also like... in terms of expanding, we're starting here in Israel, and we are very happy about it because this one is a harsh one.
Uh-huh.
So,
you mean the market
hope,
is harsh?
Yeah, market is harsh. Uh-huh. So we hope that that would be a great training for us.
Uh-huh.
And then we are going to go to states.
Uh-huh.
Like basically, we want to be a unicorn.
Sure.
States and. Europe, and we want to go to that Europe where is wine is not like, you know, in the
so not to France
neighbors.
And Italy or something.
Yeah, yeah, not
okay.
France and Italy. It's more like Netherlands,
Slovenia,
yeah. maybe Slovenia, right? Germany.
Uh-huh.
So like this kind of Europe.
Interesting. So, and when you're coming through this whole world, you said you had investors, right?
Right.
So what was it like when you were trying to pitch it to them? Did they understand your idea, or was it like... kind of like, wait, I don't get it. Like, you're just a digital sommelier. Like, who cares? Like,
so here's the thing. Like, practice makes it perfect.
Sure.
Like at the beginning, it was a mess, and nobody understands. Well, like, what we want to do. Like, what's your technology? What's your feature? Why nobody knows? Think about wine. Why?
Sure.
Why? Like. Everything like this.
Yeah, like why the hell should I fund you? Exactly.
But the
yeah.
point is that my partner, CEO Igor, he like was so determined.
So wait, you're saying that you guys are not quick commerce though? Under an hour sounds
but,
like
but
quick
like
commerce.
Quick commerce, but with a great margin. And
so
collab-
you're saying that normally
yeah.
it's not a good margin. So
yes.
these guys didn't want to get involved.
No.
So that was the main issue that
no.
a lot of investors they didn't think you were profitable.
It was a main issue like recently, yes.
They didn't think you were profitable, basically.
Yeah, they didn't, but we convinced them because with the numbers.
Okay.
So
wait, have you guys up to date? Are you guys revenue positive? That means like you guys are actually earning revenue.
I wouldn't say so.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not
but you
yet.
Guys are on your way.
We are on the way, and yes, we raised this money, and we are going to activate all the marketing we prepared this year.
All right. So, last question is: what is your advice for people who want to start their own business?
I don't know if you noticed, but I'm not a very experienced one.
So, but you're still doing it, though.
And I'm still doing. Okay. Yeah. I would say that my advice is actually not to fear to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Like actually that's the point. Like people think that ask is not a good thing. Like it's maybe you can have the no as an answer or something, but I think like a true entrepreneur like.
Yeah.
He understood this, but still asking like, no, okay, it's just an answer. It's not a big deal, you know.
Sure.
But if you don't ask, you will not get yes.
Uh-huh.
You know.
I understand.
You won't get yes. So,
for sure.
Yeah. Not be afraid to ask.
Amazing, Katya. Thank you so much. I wish you guys the best of luck in Winest. And let's see what you guys can do. And as always, everyone, there's going to be a little discount that they're going to offer for those who are in Tel Aviv at the moment. Yeah. And we'll share that with the episode.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure. And see you.
See you soon.